Chapter 2. A Strategy for Love. Don Pedro and Claudio watched Benedick walk away. Then they went into the garden of Leonardo's house and began to stroll up and down together.
"Well, my friend, what's all this about you and Hero?"
the prince asked gently.
"I think I love her,"
Claudio told the prince.
"I liked her when I saw her last, before we went away to the war. Now that I've seen her again, I'm sure of it. That's the girl for me."
"She's a good choice,"
Don Pedro told him.
"She's a beautiful girl, and she comes from a good family. But why are you so unhappy, Claudio?"
"Perhaps she won't believe I love her,"
Claudio said unhappily.
"Perhaps she'll think it's all too sudden."
"Nonsense,"
Don Pedro said.
"Of course she'll believe you. And I'll do what I can to help you. Let me think for a minute."
The prince and Claudio were silent. Then the prince laughed.
"I know what to do,"
he said suddenly.
"There's going to be a big party at Leonardo's house tonight. Everybody will be wearing masks. I'll talk to Hero. I'll pretend to be you see?"
A servant was also in the garden that afternoon. He saw the two men walking together, and he was curious to know what they were talking about. The servant hid behind a tree to hear what was being said.
"Me?"
Claudio repeated.
"I don't really understand what you mean, sir."
"Why, it's simple,"
Don Pedro said impatiently.
"I'll go up to Hero and I'll tell her I love her. I'll tell her I've always loved her, that I can't live without her. Then I'll go to her father and tell him everything."
"Don Pedro's in love with Hero,"
the servant said to himself.
"I must go and tell my master immediately."
He ran quickly back into the house.
"Then you'll be able to marry her,"
the prince said triumphantly.
"What do you think of my plan, Claudio?"
Later that afternoon, Leonardo and his brother Antonio met in the great house. Antonio had been invited to the party, and he was in a very good mood. The two brothers greeted each other affectionately.
"I was looking for you,"
Antonio said merrily.
"I've got some extraordinary news for you."
"News? What kind of news?"
Leonardo asked.
"The prince is in love with your daughter,"
Antonio told him.
"Don Pedro? In love with Hero?"
Leonardo said. He was very surprised.
"But how do you know this? Who told you?"
"One of my servants was in the garden earlier,"
Antonio explained.
"He saw Don Pedro and Claudio talking together. He heard the prince say that he would speak to Hero at the party tonight. He's going to tell her he loves her."
"I can hardly believe it,"
Leonardo said thoughtfully.
"I'd better tell Hero about this. Then she'll know what to do if the prince speaks to her."
Although most of Leonardo's guests were looking forward to the party, there was one man who refused to join in the general mood of rejoicing. This was Don Pedro's illegitimate brother, Don John. Don John was very jealous of his brother, and he was always plotting against him. One of his plots had recently failed, and the two brothers had only just become friends again. One of Don John's friends was Conrad.
"You should be more cheerful, sir,"
Conrad advised.
"You and the prince are friends again. Everything is going well."
"I can't help it,"
Don John told him.
"I don't feel cheerful. I don't like my brother, and I'm forced to be polite to him."
Just then, another of Don John's friends came into the room.
What's the news, Baracchio?
Don John asked. Baracchio smiled.
There is news, sir,
he announced.
Claudio is going to marry Hero.
How do you know?
Don John asked quickly.
I heard Don Pedro and Claudio talking in the house,
Baracchio told him.
They've made a plan. Don Pedro is going to win Hero at the party tonight, and then he's going to give her to Claudio.
Claudio?
Don John said impatiently.
I hate that young man. Here I am, always in disgrace, and Claudio is my brother's favourite. I wish I could do something that would damage Claudio.
He looked at Conrad and Baracchio angrily.
Will you two help me?
Conrad and Baracchio bowed deeply. They knew that Don John was always plotting against somebody.